Budapest University of Technology and Economics Language Examination Center. This recording is copyright. Intermediate Level Examination. Listening, Part 1. You will hear a text. Read the candidate copy beforehand. You will have 1 minute for that. Then listen to the text and make notes in English. You will hear the text twice. After the first listening, you will have 1 minute to write your answers. After the second listening, you will have 2 minutes to finalize them. Copy your answers in English onto the answer sheet. Now you'll have 1 minute to read the prompts. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Comfortable flying.
Farrell Khan is the founder and director of the Aviation Health Institute. It's the world's first non-profit company which promotes the health and well-being of airline passengers worldwide. Mr. Khan has published several books on these subjects to help travelers to arrive at their destinations in a better shape. We spoke to him about aviation health and the means by which we can make flying most comfortable for ourselves. Mr. Khan, what started your interest in aviation health?
In the past, I worked in the oil industry and I travelled a lot. I often wondered why I suffered from jet lag or exhaustion, why I felt extreme tiredness even on short flights. I was curious about jet lag and started to read aviation medical textbooks.
Does flying influence the body? Isn't it just a natural thing?
First of all, flying is unnatural. Otherwise, mankind would be born with wings. If you've tried to climb a mountain, you'll get the feeling of what happens to your body when you fly. The air is thinner in the pressurized cabin, and about half of the air, that is 50% of it, is recycled.
What's the best way to prepare for air travel?
When I fly, I always bring my health kit, which includes aspirin, an eye mask, and a moisturizer. Aspirin thins your blood, which becomes thicker due to cabin pressure. A moisturizer makes my skin less dry. I also pack a noise-cancelling headphone to use with the eye mask.
What kind of foot exercise is recommended during flight?
On the plane, move your feet or walk around to get your circulation going, and also in order to arrive in better shape.
Are there any kinds of food and drinks you must avoid during air travel?
It's a good idea to eat before you fly. On board, you should eat lightly or not at all. You must avoid food which is difficult to digest, and don't drink carbonated drinks.
Could you give travelers any tips regarding the time after arrival?
Yes, I think so. When you arrive, eat chocolates for energy and try not to sleep in the daytime.
Well, Mr. Khan, thank you for your advice.
Now listen again.
Comfortable flying.
Farrell Khan is the founder and director of the Aviation Health Institute. It's the world's first non-profit company which promotes the health and well-being of airline passengers worldwide. Mr. Khan has published several books on these subjects to help travelers to arrive at their destinations in a better shape. We spoke to him about aviation health and the means by which we can make flying most comfortable for ourselves. Mr. Khan, what started your interest in aviation health?
In the past, I worked in the oil industry and I travelled a lot. I often wondered why I suffered from jet lag or exhaustion, why I felt extreme tiredness even on short flights. I was curious about jet lag and started to read aviation medical textbooks.
Does flying influence the body? Isn't it just a natural thing?
First of all, flying is unnatural. Otherwise, mankind would be born with wings. If you've tried to climb a mountain, you'll get the feeling of what happens to your body when you fly. The air is thinner in the pressurized cabin, and about half of the air, that is 50% of it, is recycled.
What's the best way to prepare for air travel?
When I fly, I always bring my health kit, which includes aspirin, an eye mask, and a moisturizer. Aspirin thins your blood, which becomes thicker due to cabin pressure. A moisturizer makes my skin less dry. I also pack a noise-cancelling headphone to use with the eye mask.
What kind of foot exercise is recommended during flight?
On the plane, move your feet or walk around to get your circulation going, and also in order to arrive in better shape.
Are there any kinds of food and drinks you must avoid during air travel?
It's a good idea to eat before you fly. On board, you should eat lightly or not at all. You must avoid food which is difficult to digest, and don't drink carbonated drinks.
Could you give travelers any tips regarding the time after arrival?
Yes, I think so. When you arrive, eat chocolates for energy and try not to sleep in the daytime.
Well, Mr. Khan, thank you for your advice.
Now you can copy your answers onto the answer sheet. This is the end of part 1. Listening, Part 2. You will hear a text. Read the candidate copy beforehand. You will have 2 minutes for that. Then listen to the text and choose the correct answer. You will hear the text twice. After the first listening, you will have 1 minute to choose the correct answer. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalize your answers. Copy your answers onto the answer sheet. Now you'll have 2 minutes to read the prompts. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Stamps. The head of the stamp department at the Hungarian Post Office is talking about Hungarian stamps. The practice of collecting stamps dates back almost to the birth of the medium in Hungary. Stamps began to be collected in the 1850s, and the first Hungarian catalogue, written in German, appeared in 1886. Collecting stamps used to be a hobby for the privileged few, and was even considered too much like truly eccentric behaviour to be kept a secret. The story goes that there were two collectors living in the same street who only found out about each other's hobby from an American partner with whom they were both corresponding. Collectors later began to form groups and clubs where they could both trade and swap stories. After decline in the hobby's popularity during the First World War, the Association of Hungarian Stamp Collectors was established in 1922. When designing a new stamp, we make sure that it not only has all the requisite information, but that it is also of the highest artistic quality. For example, if we want to portray a painting on a stamp, we don't make a photographic reproduction, but commission a well-known artist to make the illustration. This could be one of the reasons why a fine arts university in the United States is using Hungarian stamps as models for its stamp design courses. The Hungarian Post Office also pays scrupulous attention to its marketing. It produces an annual brochure of new stamps, a three-language almanac of all the stamps issued in that year, and detailed descriptions of both the stamps produced and the artists who designed them. There is also a book series based on the different themes of old Hungarian stamps, for example, Animals on Hungarian Stamps, which is written in Hungarian, German, and English. We are working to get young people interested in stamp collecting. That is why we've started a kids' magazine in 1998 to tell children about stamps and collecting and show them designs made by artists. We're also trying to show people how many different ways stamps can be used, including for charity. When we issued our Animals of the Earth series, every stamp issued was followed up by a charity auction, and the funds raised were donated to the Budapest Zoo. This year, we're including zoos, parks, and veterinary clinics in the country when distributing donations. In 1997, we issued half-price stamps and sent the funds to help flood victims in the Czech Republic and Poland. From the many series representing Hungarian heritage and culture, those of the Hungarian wine-producing areas are a unique representation of the characteristic grapes produced in each area. Both this and the Hungarian National Park series have two new stamps added each year.
Now listen again.
Stamps. The head of the stamp department at the Hungarian Post Office is talking about Hungarian stamps. The practice of collecting stamps dates back almost to the birth of the medium in Hungary. Stamps began to be collected in the 1850s, and the first Hungarian catalogue, written in German, appeared in 1886. Collecting stamps used to be a hobby for the privileged few, and was even considered too much like truly eccentric behaviour to be kept a secret. The story goes that there were two collectors living in the same street who only found out about each other's hobby from an American partner with whom they were both corresponding. Collectors later began to form groups and clubs where they could both trade and swap stories. After decline in the hobby's popularity during the First World War, the Association of Hungarian Stamp Collectors was established in 1922. When designing a new stamp, we make sure that it not only has all the requisite information, but that it is also of the highest artistic quality. For example, if we want to portray a painting on a stamp, we don't make a photographic reproduction, but commission a well-known artist to make the illustration. This could be one of the reasons why a fine arts university in the United States is using Hungarian stamps as models for its stamp design courses. The Hungarian Post Office also pays scrupulous attention to its marketing. It produces an annual brochure of new stamps, a three-language almanac of all the stamps issued in that year, and detailed descriptions of both the stamps produced and the artists who designed them. There is also a book series based on the different themes of old Hungarian stamps, for example, Animals on Hungarian Stamps, which is written in Hungarian, German, and English. We are working to get young people interested in stamp collecting. That is why we've started a kids' magazine in 1998 to tell children about stamps and collecting and show them designs made by artists. We're also trying to show people how many different ways stamps can be used, including for charity. When we issued our Animals of the Earth series, every stamp issued was followed up by a charity auction, and the funds raised were donated to the Budapest Zoo. This year, we're including zoos, parks and veterinary clinics in the country when distributing donations. In 1997, we issued half-price stamps and sent the funds to help flood victims in the Czech Republic and Poland. From the many series representing Hungarian heritage and culture, those of the Hungarian wine-producing areas are a unique representation of the characteristic grapes produced in each area. Both this and the Hungarian National Park series have 2 new stamps added each year.
Now you can copy your answers onto the answer sheet. This is the end of the test.